The left hand is working two chords, a B minor and an F sharp 7. For the B minor, the left hand is hitting the B two below middle C with the fifth finger. And at this point, I'll put the sustain pedal down. That way, the left hand can jump up to play the B minor chord two times. And we're playing this B minor chord using the F sharp below middle C with our fifth, the B above that with our third, and then the D above that with our first. And we will strike this chord two times. And this is what gives us that waltz bass, the name of the chord, and then the chord twice. We almost always hit the name of the chord first before we play the chord twice. There will be some exceptions in this song, like what comes to mind right away is a D chord with an A in the bass that will run across in the second section. So left hand, that's the B, two below middle C with your fifth. Then jump up to play F sharp, B and D two times. That's what we will do for the B minor chord. For the F sharp 7 left hand, you'll jump down to play the F sharp, two below middle C, sustain pedal up and down. Then you'll jump up and play F sharp, A sharp, and E. So that's the F sharp below middle C with your fifth again, the A sharp above that with your third, and then the E above that with your first. We'll strike this twice. So from the beginning, we have one measure of B minor, one measure of F sharp 7, then we'll have another measure of B minor, and then another measure of F sharp 7. Work on that, then come back here and we will learn the right hand for these four measures.